أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. With Islamic laws for His Eminency Sayyid Ali Hussein Sistani, may Allah bless his age. We reach to issue number 578. Yes, 578. Now we're still talking about the dead body and the ghusl and the kafan. All right, the wajib portion of the line cloth is that which covers from navel up to the knees, and wajib portion, all right, from navel up to the knees, and wajib portion of a shirt is that which covers from the shoulders up to the middle of the calf of the legs. Whatever has been mentioned over and above, this is the mustahab part of the kafan. Issue number 579. Still before within issue 577, we were talking with precaution. You are welcome. Allah yahfazkum. And now, with issue number 578, we talked about what about the wajib. Issue number 579. The wajib quantity of kafan mentioned in the above rule should be financed from what? From the estate of the deceased. It means that the money should comes from where? Should comes from the estate of the deceased person. And a responsible quantity to cover the mustahab may also be charged to the estate. All of it, or there is something else, if the status of the deceased demands. And if it is okay and he has the money, that's okay. It means that we are talking with the third. If the status of the deceased demands, but as a recommended precaution, the mustahab parts of kafan should not be charged to the shares of minor heiress. So now, with here, what is the problem here? If we have some minor inheritance, minor heiress, and this minor heiress, we cannot spent his money that he is inherited from his father or something like that. So if we want to spend extra more than the what we call it, okay, so from the responsible quantity, when it is extra from the extra, that will be should paid from what? From the other inheritors, okay, from the other heirs, from the oldest one. Okay, issue number 580. If a person makes a will that the mustahab quantity of the kafan, and this, all right, yes, we were talking in issue number 579. So in this issue, What is extra from that we are going to pay, or the finance from the we're going to pay from the quantity, from reasonable quantity to cover the mustahab, that these things either to be charged to the estate, estate of the dead person, or if it is not enough, it will be charged from what? From the oldest heirs, not from the minor ones, because the minor ones, no minor heirs, no one but could take from his money unless he become baligh. Yes, issue number 580. If a person makes a will that the mustahab quantity of the kafan, the mustahab quantity of kafan, this is in the will, this is in the will of the dead person. So, if a person makes a will that the mustahab quantity of the kafan, as mentioned in the two foregoing rules, should be paid for from the third of his or her estate, he said that, or she said that, or if she has what, he or she has made a will that third of the estate should be spent for himself or herself, but has not specified the type of its expenditure. So, if they don't specify the type of its expenditure, so or has specified it for only a part of it, then the mustahab quantity of kafan can be taken from third of the state. Only the here, if he doesn't specify the expenditure, so he has they can take the mustahab quantity of kafan can be taken from what, the third of the estate. Okay, issue number 581. If the deceased has not made a will that kafan may be paid for from the third of his estate. You know, it is very important for a Muslim to take care about these issues. These issues, it's very important that a person, when he is alive, to take care of what? Of the dead issues. Because these issues, nobody will take care after his death as him or as she when they are what, when they are alive. So still we are in issue number 581. They must not draw more than what has been indicated in rule number 579. So they don't have to spend any more. And if they procured a kafan which is unusually expensive, if they procured what, a kafan which is unusually expensive, then the extra amount paid for it should not be charged to the estate. You see, however, if his baligh heirs agree to pay from their shares of inheritance, then the sum can be dedicated, yes, to the extent agreed. So, for example, if he said that you make good kafan, and this is the money from his fortune, from his estate, okay, Then they found what? They found a good one, and that one, it's a price, it is very expensive. So how about the extra money, the extra amount, from where they will get it? He said they will get the extra money from what? From the baligh inheritance. From the baligh inheritance, not from the minor inheritance. Okay? Yes, definitely with his acceptance. Definitely with his acceptance. That means that he has to, the baligh inheritance, that he has to accept. He will what? He will pay for this deceased person this money. All right. Issue number 582. In all cases, listen to me, in all cases, we want the money or we want the kafan which not be usurped, even a part of it. And we will study that in the coming issues. We want the money of the kafan. It should be what? Not usurped. Issue number 582. The kafan of a wife. The kafan of a wife is the responsibility of her husband. Is the responsibility of her husband. Even if she owns her own wealth. Even if she is rich. Okay, even if she has much money, so the kafan should be paid for what? From her husband. Her husband will be responsible about that. Okay, if her husband is poor or he is or he died or something like that, so who will going to take the care to take care of these issues? Definitely his guardian. The husband, guardian, maybe his father, his grandfather. Similarly, if a woman is given, now the kafan of a wife is the responsibility of her husband, even if she owns her own wealth. Similarly, if a woman is given a revocable divorce. Now, even if that wife is what? It is a momentary wife, متمتّع بها مؤقت. Even that, her kafan will be on her husband, and we studied that before. Okay. Now, the kafan of a wife is the responsibility of her husband, even if she owns her own wealth. Similarly, if a woman is given a revocable. Yes, a revocable divorce. So what does that mean, a revocable divorce? A revocable divorce, it means that she will be as a wife until three durations of what? Of hayd. Three times she will be hayd. After that, she will be ba'an. But A revocable divorce, it means within this period, if she dies, that her kafan will be on her husband. Okay? And she dies before the expiry of her iddah, which that means three hayths. Her husband should be provide her kafan, and if her husband is not adult or is insane, so if her husband is what? Isn't adult, he's not baligh, or he is insane, not yes, is he crazy? Okay, is he insane? The guardian of the husband should provide the kafan for the wife from his property. From his property. Issue number 583. It is not obligatory for the relatives of deceased to provide his kafan. Okay, you want me to repeat the revocable? Yes. Revocable divorce. Revocable divorce, it means, for example, if I divorced my wife, okay? Now, if I divorced my wife, there must be a duration, there must be time before she become what? Before she become ba'an. So within this duration, she will be raj'i. We call it in Arabic, raj'i. It means possible to be back wife as a wife again. What does that mean, to be back as a wife again? It means that we don't need a new aqd. We don't need a new proposal. Okay? So, for this case, if I divorce my wife, she has to wait for three periods of hayd, three times of hayd. Okay? Now, in this case, my wife should wait for three times to be ha'il. After that, if she finished the three times, it means that she is ready to have another husband, to marry another husband. Or if I want to let her back as a wife, I have to make a new proposal, a new aqid. Okay? This is a revocable divorce. Now, in this period, her kafan, if she dies in this time, I should pay what? I should pay her kafan. Yes. Issue number 583. It is not obligatory for the relatives of deceased to provide his kafan. So it is not obligatory. Even if they were what? His dependents during his life. Even if he was taking care of them, even if he was deceased, he was giving them, feeding them for many years, but it is not obligatory for the relatives to what? To pay the kafan. Issue number 584. As a precaution, it must be ensured that each of the three pieces used for kafan is not so thin. As maybe I explained that yesterday, the cloth should not be what? Should not be thin, that the body is shown from under it, or is clear from under it. So the three pieces used for kafan is not so thin as to show the body of the deceased. You see? However, if the body is fully concealed when all the three pieces are put together, then it will suffice. Even if it was thin, but when we put the three parts, azar, qamis, and ma'zar, and when we cover the deceased body, that we cannot see its body, that will be what? That will be enough. But it's better for a person to buy his kafan. And if somebody look at his kafan, that his age will be longer 3 days. عمره سوف يطول 3 أيام. Okay. Yes. Issue number 584. As a precaution, it must be ensured that each of the three pieces used for kafan is not so thin as to show the body of the deceased. However, if the body is fully concealed when all three pieces are put together, then it will suffice. Issue number 585. Kafan for a dead person must not be a usurped one. It must be halal. So that is unlawfully appropriated. If nothing else but the usurped kafan is available, then the body will be buried without kafan. You see how it is important not to take a usurped kafan, not only a kafan, but everything in this life. You cannot use it. You cannot use it without the permission of his owner. There is a quote from the Imam. He said, لا يحل مال امرئ إلا بطيب نفس. لا يحل مال امرئ إلا بطيب نفس. So, yes. In fact, the usurped kafan should be removed even if the body has already been buried. You see, even the body has already been buried, except in some special situations which cannot be discussed here. Okay. Issue number 586. It is not permissible to give a kafan which is najis or is made of pure silk. Okay, even the kafan is najis or which is made from of a pure silk or which is woven with gold, except so it is not allowed to make kafan with that or to use kafan in such descriptions, except in the situation of helplessness. Only in the situation of helplessness. Helplessness, or how we can imagine this, maybe you can imagine this situation when somebody alone with his dead friend in a forest or in a desert or in Himalaya mountains or something like that, and he cannot find anything for kafan except these things. When no alternative is to be found, there is no substitute things, alternative things could be found. Okay. Now, issue number 587. It is not permissible to give kafan and of hide or skin of a dead najis animal. So, as a dead najis animal, it is not allowable to you to make kafan from his hide or skin. Okay? In normal circumstance. Normal circumstances means that I have alternative things. So why I choose these situations? In fact, even the skin of a dead pack animal, or kafan made of wool or fur from the animal whose meat is haram to eat, should not be used in normal circumstances. By the term dead is meant an animal who has not been slaughtered according to Sharia, according to what Islamic laws prescribed. But kafan made of wool, fur, or skin of a slaughtered halal animal can be used for the purpose for kafan as kafan. However, it is a recommended precaution to avoid them. But as a recommended precaution, and you have a substitute thing, alternative thing, so it's better to use the other kafan, not to use this one. Yes. Do you have a question? Yes. While Sayyid Ali is writing something. Ah, yes, cotton is better. Actually, they used to the best cloth for kafan. They brought it from Mosul. I have one, which is expensive. Yes. Okay. It is not thin. It is very good one. Okay. Now, by the way, why? Because I told you it is expensive and the cloth not thin, it is thick, okay? With one part of it, one piece of it, you can cover the body and you cannot see anything if you covered your body with it. Okay, issue number 588. If the kafan becomes what? Najis. Owing to its own najasa. It means the najasa from a dead body. Or owing to some other najasa. From something else, not from the dead body. If the kafan becomes najis owing to the its own najasa or owing to some other najasa, okay, yes. And if the kafan is not lost totally, it is najis part should be washed or cut off, even after the dead body has been placed in the grave, even if the dead body has been placed in the grave, and if it is not possible to wash it or it cut it off, but it is possible to change it, then it should be changed. You see how it is important, the kafan. And I told you before that some of the ulama, when they dig their graves for some reason or another, they found their kafan still new. Before many years they were buried, even their body still fresh. Okay. Yes, issue number 589. If a person who is wearing ihram for Hajj or Umrah dies, okay, he should be given kafan like all others, and there is no harm in covering his head and face. Again, if a person who is wearing ihram for Hajj or Umrah dies, he should be given kafan like all others, and there is no harm in covering his head and face. Maybe somebody of you will ask why you said it is no harm in covering his head and face. Because actually, for Muhrim, it is haram to cover his head or to cover this is for men to cover, it is not allowed for men to cover his head, not like women. But for face, men and women, not to cover his face or her face, not allowed, it is haram. But If they die, so there is no haram or no harm if they cover their head and their faces. I'll stop here with issue 590. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.